I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And welcome Tuesday morning, November the 29th, 2022, week 12 now. Now you get to the point of the football season. You're like, wait, how did we get here? We are now hitting week 13 of the NFL season, which is exciting for New York football fans and sad because you can see the end. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
You sound very, very energetic and excited. And this is great news.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Yesterday was a fun show, and I'm looking forward to more of that. Maybe some French Dave if we could get
no,
it.
No. No, you can't just willy-nilly throw out accents. No, if Zach Wilson ever starts for the Jets again, can't just
I would
throw
suggest
that out
this. I would suggest this to the New York Jets. You know how much the Jets love me, and I love the Jets. That rather than put Robert Saleh out for press conferences moving forward, We put French Dave out.
French Dave?
I think we have French Dave calling to the K Show on Mondays to explain the quarterback situation. I mean, that's what the people need.
I think it'd be entertaining.
What do you mean you think it would be entertaining?
I think it'd be entertaining.
You could say what you wanted. It could be things that Jets fans didn't want to hear.
And they would just love it because it's French Dave.
French Dave could have came on the K Show yesterday and said that Zach Wilson is starting in Minnesota and people would have thought it was great. A little of this music?
Oh, very Parisian feel on the K-Show.
Oh, would it be? It would be so good.
It really would be entertaining. We do a little fashion piece too.
Oh, I think we could do whatever you wanted.
Baguettes, the limit. Really break down the baguettes. I don't know if a Micah White. I don't even know if that accent is French though.
I don't think anyone does. That's what makes it great. I mean, it could be Borat. It could be French.
It might sound more Italian than French, to be honest.
I think it depends on what music we put behind you.
So if you put some Pavarotti behind that, now it's Italian.
I think if you explain your concept for garlic bread, I think if you go, you talk about the garlic on the piece of bread in that accent, you're Italian instantly. It's that versatile.
It really is. It really could go in numerous directions. So we have a jam-packed show, and we have CMT at 6:45 today, 6:45 this morning.
That's what makes Tuesday great, buddy.
Aww. So you're a features guy? Like Tuesday great because of CMT, Wednesday great because of Stump Rothenberg? Is that all you enjoy about the show?
No, I think it just adds a little extra. You know what I'm saying?
Thursday open is good.
Thursday open is nice, yeah. But I mean, then we got Friday is just so hectic. Monday's hectic. Tuesday's kind of like, okay, get a chance to take a breath. And then we
take a step back, really kind of get a lay of the land, right?
Digest what was said on Monday.
You got to still feel good about your Jets, though.
I do feel good.
You should.
I do feel good. I don't think, I mean, we'll play some of the Saleh stuff, but I mean, I would have had no problem, and I'm sure the team wouldn't have had any problem, him saying yesterday, listen, for right now, it's Mike White's job.
But don't we know that?
I think we do, but you could say it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, why do we have to, I mean, don't treat us like we're dumb.
But don't treat Mike White like Mr. Mike White earned this opportunity for whatever he was doing behind the scenes to go from inactive, because apparently he wasn't good enough to play when Zach Wilson was hurt, which we know is garbage. It was just you know, God forbid we start him and he plays really well, it's going to be tough to put Zach in because the fan base loves Mike White, to now where, I mean, I know the Chicago Bears aren't great. But again, I mean, this is, I know when Mike White was drafted and where he was drafted. But the guy hasn't had a lot of experience, right? So this is a big opportunity. Yeah, Sunday was a big opportunity for him. And he seized the moment and played great in awful conditions. Like the locker room wanted Mike White, and that's what the locker room got.
And they got what they wanted. And listen, you could say, and you're right, Chicago's, that's a lousy football team, especially without Justin Fields. But you know what? He was excellent. Like, he did more than you anticipated him doing. So, you know, the first test, passed it with flying colors.
Yep.
Is what he did.
Well, here's what concerns me, because we talked about this yesterday. The Jets don't have and I know this year has been really good, and Robert Saleh has been good, and Joe Douglas's offseason was great, and the draft was great, and everything else. But in totality, as a fan of this team, we are a team known around the NFL that deals with a little bit of dysfunction. So in the back of my mind, I'm always dealing with that dysfunction. And I think as happy as I was to see Mike White play, my first thought, and this is my own fault, was if Mike White was good enough to play in that game, why wasn't Mike White good enough to play to start the season when Zach was hurt? And it speaks to the dysfunction because they were nervous. That, for me, was the proof. For everyone that called in and said why Mike White's not playing was because they were afraid he would play good and they couldn't get Zach Wilson back in, that was the proof. If he's good enough to play now in the most important part of the season, then he should have been good enough then. And you heard, well, he didn't have a good training camp, and all these garbage excuses. Because that was the little tinge of dysfunction that we deal with as Jets fans. So to listen to Robert Saleh yesterday say, well, it's, you know, week to week, and we'd like to get Zach back in. Like, tell me you couldn't see Mike White plays in Minnesota. Now, Minnesota's defense isn't great, but Minnesota's a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm.
Plays okay. Just plays okay, and they lose. Okay? Now they got, you know, now we got the revenge game in Buffalo. He plays bad in Buffalo. You couldn't see the Jets going back to Zach Wilson at home against Detroit?
For the biggest games of the season?
I'm just saying, I don't think that's
what
should happen.
What kind of statement are you sending now? Well, firstly, let's take a listen to what Robert Saleh had to say yesterday. You mentioned it. He says this quarterback situation, it's still fluid. It's still, in fact, week to week.
We're operating with exactly what I talked about last week in my press conference. It's a week to week deal. The full intent is to get Zach ready to play football again. I'll make that decision when I'm ready. And while we're going through this process, it's Mike White's opportunity to take advantage of every last play that he gets. And we're going to leave it at that. We'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah, I don't understand why he couldn't just come out and say, this is Mike White's job right now, and leave it at that, instead of this is week to week. Give the guy a vote of confidence. He's done everything you've asked for and just played a terrific game. Now, they have come out, Rick, and said basically that we have a better chance to win with Mike White. So now if he has a little rough patch, now you're going to, you know, be done with him and move back to Zach Wilson? That's dysfunction.
Well, I mean, you saw last year. I know this is different now. I mean, this year is different. But you saw the same thing last year. I mean, you set him up. I mean, he played against Buffalo, didn't look good, and you couldn't wait. That was your opportunity now to go back.
But I feel like last year you had to go back to Zach Wilson.
I know, but what you said is the most important thing. Like, this year isn't about, like, they've shown you now with what they've done with Zach that this year is not about all Zach trying to develop the young quarterback. We got to find out if Zach can play. It's about making the playoffs. So I imagine that if you're trying to make the playoffs, you need your quarterback to play well. In with my experience, like, the more confidence I have, the better I play. So you're right. You said a vote of confidence. It would be nice to know if I'm Mike White that I can afford to have an okay game and not end up on the bench the following week. Like, hey, kid, you played great. And I mean, it's your job now. Give him that vote of confidence so he's not out there afraid to make mistakes. Now, he wasn't afraid to make mistakes against Chicago, and he played really well. It seemed like a good opportunity. The locker room wanted him. You got him. He played great.
Right.
What is Zach going to do exactly? I mean, as the third string quarterback, to prove to you, like, talk about, she said checking boxes. What boxes is he checking in practice now?
And how could you go back to Zach Wilson? Like, what will Zach Wilson show you from now until whenever that week is that all of a sudden they're like, all right, it's back to Zach? The only thing he has going for him that I can see, and maybe you see differently, is that he was a number 2 pick in the draft. That's it. That is the only positive that works in his favor, is that they don't want to give up on him.
No, that's it. I mean, what you would want to have happen, which is not going to happen, is that you have the support of your guys, which is why Mike White's playing now, because the locker room wanted Mike White, because they were finished with Zach. Zach wasn't giving them the best opportunity to win, and everyone in that locker room feels like this team is good enough to be a playoff team, and that's what they're trying to accomplish now. Like, I mean, here's the other thing. If the big problem was the kid has the yips, and then we've worked on the yips, and we're working on his, you know, fundamentals and all this other garbage that we've heard, is he's having a hard time because we keep saying all the physical tools are there. Well, if that's the case, it's just not translating from the practice field to the games. So anything he's doing in practice, at what point are you going to trust that it's going to translate in a big spot now? Because all these games are important. We're going to throw him back in there and hope it translates now.
Yeah, that makes no sense. It makes no sense. And I mean, listen, they've told you it's about getting into the postseason. If I offer you Zach Wilson or Mike White to get you into the postseason, is that even a thought, or is that as clear as a day is long?
Here's the thing, though, Dave. Don't ask me. I mean, they already asked the team, and the team has shown you they feel more confidence with Mike White. That's what matters. Yeah, I mean, to us watching it, yeah, it's clear as day. Mike White right now is a better option. But again, that looming thing is he's the second overall pick. But hell, I mean, Joe Douglas, listen, Robert Saleh thought that Bam Knight was a better option, so he healthy scratched James Robinson. Like, they're showing you by the moves that they're making that this is all about one thing and one thing only.
And that's winning
now.
The postseason now. They have the longest drought in the NFL of not going to the playoffs, and they intend to change that this year.
Yeah, we can end this. We can end that this year. And they should. I mean, they should take advantage of what's going on right now. Absolutely.
Of course they should. Listen, we went there yesterday. There's three teams vying for that one spot. It's the Chargers, who I don't trust at all. It's the Jets, and it's New England. And we went over New England's schedule, and I imagine you're rooting for Buffalo this week, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'll be interesting. It's always weird Buffalo. To root for teams you don't like.
I may pick Buffalo this Thursday just to give him a little extra
well,
juice.
Well, you need anything you can get at this point.
Stop it. I need one good week.
What do you mean? What do you mean, stop it? Tell me you're not near panic the fact that you are now two games out.
Not panicked. I'm disgusted. Disgusted is the word I would use.
How would we, RJ, how would we dress Rick? We could dress him as a baby.
You should do this. Tempt the gods. Do it.
Listen,
planet.
You're such a baby. A bonnet and a pacifier. How good would that be?
I wasn't a pacifier guy.
What do you mean you weren't? How do you know you were a baby?
My mother told me I wasn't into pacifiers, I guess.
Really?
Yeah. That wasn't my thing.
I work with little babies. Dress you as a baby.
Hey, tell everyone you're going to dress me up as, so you jinx yourself. Do it.
I can't jinx myself.
Oh, here we go. See, RJ?
I can't.
Guy thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, this guy.
I mean, I've been very, very good this season. I've been better than you. I have a two-game lead. I'm not worried. I'm leading the daily news picks, by the way. Had another sensational week.
We were tied before this week.
Not anymore.
Yeah, because you had one good week. I messed up. I should have taken the Thursday games. I'm an idiot. I had all the information sitting right there on Wednesday.
Right there in front of you. Because you know what it is? It's paralysis by analysis with you.
That's exactly what it is.
You overthink everything. Just find a game, pick the game, and be done with it.
I like Detroit plus the points. Didn't take it.
It was like taking candy from a baby game.
I love that pick you made. I loved it when you made it.
Really?
Loved it. Oh, I loved it.
Then why didn't you take it?
Because I had my three picks that I thought I liked until I
no
I made
I'm a loser.
And then the microphone went off, and I said, I hate my picks. They're terrible.
How do you do that to yourself?
I don't know. I made a mistake. I'm willing. See, that's the kind of guy I am, though. I'm willing to admit when I make a mistake.
So you're like the Jets.
I am, kind of.
I mean, it makes sense that they're your team. The Jets make a mistake, and you know what? We're not going to trot out Zach Wilson. We're going to trot out the guy that gives us a better chance to win.
Yeah, but that.
Here's the question.
The Jets got the little nudge from everyone else in that locker room, though.
I'm sure they did.
Because that was not an easy decision for them to make.
Because how about this? You want a hot take? You want one of these hot babies right out of the oven, fresh, hot, like a bagel? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Zach Wilson will never take another snap for the Jets at quarterback again.
Look at you.
That's a big-time hot take. Hot, sticky, sweet. That's a hot, hot take.
That is hot.
Never, not garbage time, not starting a game, not taking a knee, never take another snap at quarterback for the Jets. I don't see a landing spot. Like, he's not going to start this year, I wouldn't think.
And I think it depends. I mean, it depends. I mean, if Mike White gets hurt, God forbid. I mean, who do
well, there's okay, so there's a question. If Mike White gets hurt, if you're really trying to win and you're really truly trying to get into the postseason and you're really trying to keep the team motivated and on your side, if Mike White gets hurt, do you really go back to Zach Wilson?
Listen, I don't know. I mean, that's tough though, man. I mean, to think he's gone from, and I know he hasn't been great in 20 games. But he is the second overall pick. To go from, you know, you're the starting quarterback, you're 5-2. The only two games you've lost are against New England, which a lot of first and second year quarterbacks struggle with. To Mike White gets hurt, and I think in the team organization feels like the best option to win now is Joe Flacco.
Is it not? From what you've seen this season, who gives you a better chance to win?
Joe Flacco wasn't great though, man.
No, I agree with that. But I mean, and maybe I look at it differently than you. I think Zach Wilson is, I think he's a bad quarterback right now.
I think that Joe Flacco probably, as far as Mike LaFleur is concerned, can operate the offense more efficiently, as long as the offensive line holds up, more efficiently than Zach. Zach just doesn't see, I mean, Zach,
he doesn't have it.
He just doesn't, and that's what's so frustrating, man, because you can see, like, you've seen the talent, it's just, but there's so much more to playing that position than just arm talent. And escapability and all these things.
Yeah, all the intangibles he has, he just doesn't have it. Whatever it is, he doesn't have it during the games. All right, so there's our jumping off point. 1-800-919-3776. We'll hear some more from Robert Saleh. He was on the K Show yesterday. We'll get into the Giants. I think there's a very interesting question surrounding the Giants. We'll get into that. The Knicks play tonight. They better win tonight. If they don't win tonight, I'm going to really have a nervous breakdown tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, there's a lot for us to do.
Oh, we're going to bounce around. We're not going to get stuck in the mud.
That's right.
Which you know I hate.
The muck, the mire, we don't want any part of that.
I got some sound for you today. If the boys,
what do you mean some sound for me?
This is what I do.
You brought your own sound?
I bring my own sound. You DM yourself, I bring sound.
So hang on a second. How did you acquire this sound?
I was doing some stuff for the show yesterday, and I stumbled across it.
And you just sent it to the guys?
I was like, Dave hears this. I mean, it was for you.
Well, can I get a hint?
No.
Why can't I get a hint?
Because it's a surprise.
What does it involve?
A football.
I can't get more than that. Like, is it my team or is it your team?
Would if I played sound about my team, would that make you really happy?
It might.
No, it wouldn't.
So it's about my team?
Of course it is.
And it's going to make me happy about my team?
You may have to excuse yourself from the show.
Really?
We're talking gravy boat stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, RJ and Raymond, have you heard this sound?
Not heard it, but we're aware of it.
I'm hearing it currently.
And do you agree that this is an exciting moment for me coming up on the show?
It could be a very exciting moment for you.
Really?
Big time.
Well, this is not a maybe we're going to get
Big
into
news,
this.
Jazz hands!
What time can we get into this? How about 6:15?
Well, I think you're going to have to clear that, but RJ is the boss.
RJ, can we hear this very exciting piece of audio at 6:15?
I think we can do that.
Pour some sugar on me! Come on, fire me up!
It's a topic near and dear to your heart.
Near and dear to my heart, and it involves the Giants, obviously.
I can't go any further.
This is very exciting. It's 6:15. What's the story?
6:15, we'll do it. Let's do it.
Somewhere at 6:15.
Don't try to ruin the surprise, please, all right?
Well, why not just do it now?
Because we're setting it up.
Fine.
Now you have something to look forward to.
I have CMT on Tuesdays.
I know. Now all of a sudden the 6 o'clock hour becomes...
And now, you're right. The 6 o'clock hour now is a lot of nuggets in there.
Although maybe we should put it at 7:15 to prevent you from quitting during CMT. Because if you quit, then you're out. You can't hear it. But maybe we'll give it to you at 6:15 if you behave.
Why don't we do it at 6:15 and 7:15 if it's that good?
We'll I don't think you need way more time in between. I don't think you can recover that fast from this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm ready.
It might be too much for you.
I am ready. Let's go to the calls. People lined up, want to talk about their Jets. Jets sitting here in the postseason at the moment. Big game in Minnesota, then in Buffalo. 1-800-919-3776. Matt in Queens. Good morning, Matt. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Look, when the Jets were starting out this year, everybody had the same idea. The idea was to develop the quarterback, develop Zach Wilson. So now the Jets are in the playoff right now. We'll see what happens during the rest of the year. And the whole objective for the Jets has completely changed. But the bottom line is the Jets themselves did not realize how good their defense would be. They didn't realize how good Breece Hall would be. They never thought they would beat Buffalo. So they completely misjudged what the team would be and what the objective would be for the year. And all that kind of stuff. So going forward, there's no sense in projecting what the future is. Mike White played well. He's going to play. If he spits the bit, who knows? They could put Zach Wilson in. Zach Wilson might be great. There's no way to predict it. So that's what we have right now.
Hold on one second. What would make you believe that all of a sudden now you just throw Zach back in and he's going to be great?
It's not a question whether I believe it. It's a question of what I'm saying is the future with this team, with these players, cannot be predicted because it's already proved that they had no idea what the team was going to be going into the season.
Well, but you haven't seen that. But here's where I disagree with you, though. But you hadn't seen the defense play yet. With all the moves that you made, bringing in Sauce, bringing in the guys that they brought in, you hadn't seen the defense play yet. So
you knew just on paper they were much improved.
Oh, yeah, but you were basing... You're basing what you thought off of what you saw last year where the defense was historically bad. My question is, what has Zach Wilson done over the 20 games that would lead you to believe
absolutely,
all of a sudden now? Okay, so you
absolutely
don't.
Absolutely nothing. He's done absolutely nothing. But what I'm saying is it's still unpredictable. I'm saying I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not predicting it would happen. But for all we know, it's possible you could put Zach Wilson in 3 weeks if Mike White spits the bit. And Zach Wilson might look really, really good.
Here's the thing. The only reason that Zach Wilson could potentially look really good is because you're playing Detroit, which is why I thought they would play him against Chicago.
Just to get him a game where he goes out there and looks good.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
Increase that confidence.
Yeah, I mean, because had he not said what he said after the game, you could have said, I mean, listen, he played bad. Offense was bad. We're still 5-2 with him. We just beat the Bills. Only two games he's lost is to Bill Belichick and the Patriots. And you use all those excuses. He plays against Chicago, looks okay, they win, and you keep rolling with him. But they said, no, that's not enough. And on top of that, the locker room is clamoring for a change.
Correct.
I can't lose my locker room.
Correct. I think that I think that moment of the way he handled himself is actually a bigger and worse moment than the way he played against New England.
That's right.
Who was I reading yesterday? And Santi, I'm sure you saw it. Did you hear what Shesterkin said after the game last night?
I did, yeah.
I mean,
Justin Fields did it after the game against Atlanta. He blamed himself in front of the team.
I mean, Shesterkin said, it's all my fault. I've got to be better. These are saves I should make. They should all blame me.
Well, you know why he can say that, though? You know why he feels comfortable saying that? Because everyone in the locker room already knows how good he is and how important he is. Zach Wilson hasn't earned that yet in the locker room. So I think there was a part of him that was trying to protect himself. Because he doesn't have that confidence yet because he hasn't done anything yet. Because he probably has the feeling that guys in the locker room don't think he's very good. So there's that insecurity.
There should be.
Well, yeah, you're right. But when you know you're great, like Igor Shesterkin won the Vezina last year. I mean, he was in the MVP conversation. Like he knows how, like he's already established himself as being great. So he can say, yeah, that was my fault.
You're right, and he's not going to lose the locker room. Now, Hanky Haynes tweets in, Giants news feels like a Michael Kay type of big news announcement that gets teased for an hour, then announces IKF is moving from 6th to 7th in the
lineup.
Stop it,
please.
I'm the person bringing a tweet from where it originated to you. Is that not true?
No, that's true. Very true. By the way, yeah, you understand how big this upcoming week of football is for the Jets, right?
Yeah.
Have you just perused the schedule at all?
The Jets schedule?
The Jets schedule and seen what's going on here, what's happening. No, not the Jets schedule. I mean the NFL schedule for this weekend. The implications.
I think I know the games. I mean, the Chargers are playing the Raiders. You got the Thursday night game where the Patriots are playing the Bills. Yeah, I know what's happening here.
Yeah, but more importantly, okay, we got the Chiefs against the Bengals, which is a very losable game for the Bengals. One of the teams in that mix, right?
Sure. Bengals' schedule is insane down the stretch.
Daunting. Dolphins at the 49ers.
Correct.
It's a real tough game. Bills-Patriots, obviously, on the Thursday. Titans-Eagles at Philly. There's a lot of shifting that can happen.
Else is a pretty big game? Is the Jets. Just go take care of your own business. Go win in Minnesota.
There's a lot that can happen, though. You win in Minnesota, things are going to be shuffled around here.
All right, I'm told you have taken us down a road we weren't supposed to go down at this point, and we need to break.
I don't think it was the road that we went down.
No, I'm told. Who starts a new topic at 5:30? That would be you.
It was a quick...
It's Radio 101. You don't start a new topic at 5:30.
I didn't take Radio 101 at Harvard.
Well, there you go. Because you know why? You didn't go to Harvard. Maybe you should have. Then you wouldn't be starting a new topic at 5:30.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
So RJ has chosen to do something today at 3 o'clock. Chosen. Does not have to do it. Has chosen to do this. He's now not going to watch Team USA against Iran win or go home in the World Cup. He claims to be a pretty big U.S. soccer fan. Do you now question his soccer fandom because he's chosen something else? And here goes Santiago.
How could I not? How could I not question his fandom?
I mean, RJ, what is going on with you?
Listen, we cannot disclose what it is yet, but it's not like a life-changing event. But, Dave, you know what it is. How would you assess the situation?
I think that if you really, truly love American soccer, you would go home and you would watch the game.
So put yourself in that situation where this same event was closer to your heart than it is, because we know how you feel about the subject at hand.
I would watch the American soccer.
I don't think you would.
Oh, I absolutely.
Well, how come I don't know the event? How come I wasn't told of the event? So I have a...
It was in your email. Not an email from me, but an email.
No, you know what? It was not... Stop with that crap.
How do you know? You don't check your email?
It was in your work email.
Is that
I don't get
email?
Work emails.
Exactly.
I don't check my work emails. I don't even know how to open it.
You know what, RJ? When they want us to know about something, they send emails to our personal emails.
Yeah,
Rick, text, is that not accurate?
Yeah, group text, they switch text. I mean, yeah, it's...
Right. So if they wanted Rick to truly know about this event, they would have sent an email to him directly to his personal email.
I guess Rick's not on the radar of the event. I mean,
I wasn't either. The only reason I know about this is you mentioned it in passing.
Oh, I know what the event is.
No, you don't.
You may.
I think I might.
You may.
Oh, maybe you do. Why do you say it on air?
What time is it at?
3:00.
No, I don't know what it is. I was invited to an event. I think Dave was too, but that's not a 3:00.
Wow, I was invited to an event?
So what event is this?
Well, but I think that's... I don't even know what that is. I don't even...
Wow.
Well, what event is that?
Yeah, now you have amnesia.
No, the Aaron Boone thing.
Oh, that's like in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know what event. Why would I go to an event at 3:00 in the afternoon?
Especially when Team USA is playing.
Yeah, because I'm a big-time soccer fan. I would never do it.
It sounds like counter-programming to me.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is.
You think Pooh Rand's going to watch the U.S. take on Iran?
We have
you
a
know
winner.
What? Trevor Pooh.
Trevor it Poop? Said Trevor Pooh. No, Trevor. Is it Pooh Ran? It said Trevor Pooh ran Flushing, Queens.
Uh-oh.
That's what it said. Yeah, I stand by that.
Just like when you added, what'd you add, Park?
Yeah. And that caused you to laugh like I've never heard anybody laugh before.
It's because you have no respect for the screen. You have none.
I couldn't see it.
You couldn't see it?
I couldn't. I don't have great vision.
How tiny is your screen?
Earl Ham. What was that?
Hey, where did that game go, by the way?
What game?
Yeah, you know exactly what your
that
favorite
was fake
game
college. That was a fake college.
Oh, where Earl did he go Ham. To college? Listen, you want to play? I got people are sending me schools all the time now.
Yeah.
We can play.
We can play, Boogaloo. But it needs to be thought out.
Yeah, you can't just rhyme stuff. You can't
wait,
just look
at Sam wait. Houston State hammers Letourneau, Lawarno, or Lashorno. My screen froze. How dare you? It needs to be thought out. I'm the creative mastermind behind this show.
That will be one of the highlights. Like forever, like however long this show lasts, probably like another day or two, but that would be one of the highlights I would put in the celebration.
Best moment in the nearly 2 years since we've been doing the show together.
That's one of them.
Yeah?
You heard me laugh. I couldn't contain myself. You heard me laugh in the background. You can't take me out of the drop because it was so funny.
Yeah, but that's the way you are with a lot of drops.
Yeah, but I could see your face.
Well, it's panic. screen froze up.
You just started rhyming.
I didn't have the other schools available to me. You're not nice.
Letourneau, Lawarno.
Robert Saleh was on the K Show yesterday. Why wasn't Mike White the backup all along to start the season?
During training camp, Joe earned it. He's experienced, had a really good camp. I think anyone, you know, if you talk to our beat writers, I think they'd all vouch for what they saw and that Joe was fantastic during training camp. And not to say Mike wasn't, but he was clearly deserving of the second spot in that first opportunity. Mike's done a really nice job since I think there was like a week or so before that Giants performance where, you know, things just shifted for him, where he had a slow start to training camp and then he finished the preseason really strong with his performance against the Giants in preseason. And he's continued to work. He's continued to show great preparation. And we just felt like a month and a half ago, we put him at the number two spot in the event Zach had gotten hurt, that we wanted to give him the next opportunity. We were not expecting it to go this way, but he's getting his opportunity now, and he's taking advantage of it.
I don't know if you feel like this, but the only thing I can think of to say is what a load of crap.
Who was breathing all heavy and stuff during that answer? I mean, did you hear that?
I mean, don't they turn their microphones off when they're doing this?
RJ, what was that?
I think it was Kay.
They're very nervous about the answer.
Very very nervous.
So the backup quarterback situation gets people hot and heavy.
It sounded like Carlin on his CPAP.
Oh no!
I mean, what are we doing here?
Some people get worked up about the third string quarterback.
Who was doing the interview? Darth Vader.
If you answered the phone and you heard that on the other end, you'd call the police immediately.
Yes, it's
I have a crank
a
call.
Movie.
I got to get out of the house.
So, Coach Sala.
Your power's a weak old man.
What's happening here?
That's very funny because I heard it. I was like, who is breathing like that? We don't do that, do we?
We
only schedule guests that are literally around the world. Yeah, RJ, do you know where Rex Ryan is right now?
He's international, I've been told.
He's in Qatar.
I still can't believe you couldn't get him, RJ.
We had a guest book.
With a sponsor.
It's Qatar. RJ, you had no idea, right?
Zero.
Did you know it was a Qatar until I just told you?
Nope. Just international.
Digital tough guy.
No, he says to me, I texted him, he didn't get back. Because he's a Qatar. Oh my God, we are amazing.
I'm still smiling too, New York Post.
Here we go. More Robert Saleh. Now, keep in mind, it's a good answer, and there could be heavy breathing as well. If Mike White keeps playing like this, does Zach Wilson play again?
I'm not going to go the hypothetical route. I am going to go week to week, and I do applaud Mike White, though. We never ask how your opportunity is going to come. We never ask how long that opportunity will last. It's just your job is to play and play to the best of your ability, and then whatever happens, happens. And right now, Mike is still rolling, and we'll go from there.
So there you had an attempted interruption, but no.
But what do you mean Mike White is still rolling? He's played one game. Why can't you just say right now Mike White is the quarterback?
They won't say it.
Well, why are we doing
You know why? I'll tell you exactly why, and it's simple. And that is because Zach Wilson was the second pick in the draft. That's it. That is the only reason that there is any sense of uncertainty is because you used the second pick on Zach Wilson.
It's almost like he wants to distance himself from the lot. Like, the coaches haven't given up. The organization hasn't given up on Zach Wilson. Your teammates have, but we have not. Like, we still hold out hope that he can get his job back.
Only because he was the second pick in the draft. That's it. That's the only reason.
Yeah, well, because Joe Douglas, and I'm sure Robert Saleh had some say, we drafted him with the second overall pick. But I think if they make the playoffs, and they should make the playoffs.
You think so? You expect the Jets to make the playoffs?
I think they should make the playoffs, yeah. That defense is really good, man.
Oh, I agree. But again, there's really no good. I mean, Detroit is not a soft landing spot. I don't think Jacksonville's a soft landing spot. Buffalo,
no, I don't think so either. But
easy.
I think our defense is capable. Like, I mean, I think if you get adequate play out of the quarterback position, I think you should. I mean, you should be able to beat teams like that.
I agree. But Minnesota's not. I mean,
no.
There's a very good chance you lose the next two games. Right?
There's
you agree
a very
with that?
Good chance. Yes. Which is why I didn't love that he said, "Yeah, it's week to week, and we'll see. We'd like to get Zach back in."
But it can't. So you're telling me that if Mike White goes out there this week and is not great, is not good, now it's going to go back to Zach Wilson for Buffalo? No.
I'm not worried about Buffalo. Like it would be on brand to have Mike White play these next two games, maybe not play well or play well and still lose. As the excuse to why, okay, now we can go back to Zach.
No, if he plays well and lose, I don't even think that's an option. I don't. Like, if he goes out there and he's good against Minnesota and the Vikings just, they outscore you or they just get the better of you barely, and the same thing happens with Buffalo, if Mike White plays well, you can't think about going back to Zach Wilson.
No, listen, I mean, at that point, if you lose these two games, that makes that game against Detroit a must win. Like, you have to win those games now. Like, I can't mess around with, like, just my fingers crossed, hopefully everything we've just seen in practice, you know, works out for us in Zach against Detroit.
Now, how about this now? Maybe New England does you a favor and wins this week. And you win this week. And then you set up a showdown up in Buffalo.
I think it's going to be a showdown regardless.
Well, but I mean a showdown for a battle for first place in the AFC East.
Dude, there's a lot that can happen too, because like I told you, Miami is playing in San Francisco. Right? So all of a sudden now Miami loses that game, they're 8-4. You win, you're 8-4.
Right.
The Bills
lose,
they're
8-4.
Well, you'd be in first place.
So you could be in last place or first place at the end of the week.
Yeah, because you don't have the tiebreaker if the Patriots win. Well, no. Yeah, if the Patriots win.
Patriots win, you lose, you're now in last place.
No.
Yes.
No, because Buffalo would be... No, you're right, because you'd be 7.
Four.
Buffalo already has 8. Yep.
Yeah.
You're right.
So how often does that happen?
A couple times this season.
No, but how often does it happen when you're in week 12, week 13, where if you win, you can be in first. If you lose, you can be in last.
Probably not very often, but I think...
No other division has that right now.
I think it just speaks to how good the division is.
It's a very good division. And the thing is, it's not just good for this year. Like, Miami is built to be good for a long time. Buffalo is built to be good for a long time. And New England, I don't think they're great, but they have Belichick.
And they're good. Are they Super Bowl contenders every year without Tom Brady? No, but still. I mean, they were a playoff team last year. They're still always, they're going to be
a good
team. Yeah.
You're not going to walk over New England, ever. No. Ever, ever. Let's go to Tito in Boston. Good morning, Tito. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to comment on what the last caller was saying. I mean, the thing is the team has drastically improved offensively, defensively, and coaching. I remember last year around this time, we wanted to run, you know, the offensive coordinator out of town. He's improved. So my thing is, you have to solidify the quarterback position next season going into it. It has to be solidified because I don't see them taking a step back. And don't forget, right around like where we are right now is right around where Buffalo was when they made a move for Diggs. It's right around where Miami was when they made a move for Tyreek Hill. Maybe it comes to that. Maybe you go get a veteran,
You tried to get Tyreek Hill, though, Tito.
Veteran quarterback.
Tito, they tried to get Tyreek Hill. Well, we tried that to help Zach. We did. He decided he wanted to be in Miami. You need the quarterback, man. That's what you need.
I agree, and I think because the thing is, there's going to be a lot of teams out there looking for quarterbacks. The entire NFC South needs quarterbacks. Atlanta, Tampa, Carolina, and New Orleans. All four of those teams need quarterbacks. You know, and I know this sounds crazy. I would explore the Russell Wilson thing.
No.
I refuse to believe that.
Hang up.
Much.
Love you, Tito. Hang up, please.
No. Love your vodka, but no.
I do love the vodka.
Of course you do. Now, this season marks the 50th anniversary of Islanders hockey. To help celebrate, we're giving away tickets to the December 4th matchup against the Chicago Blackhawks at UBS Arena. To enter, download the free ESPN New York app, scroll down to contest, and submit your entry. Join in on the fun this season by grabbing your tickets at NewYorkIslanders.com. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. Why do we have to make it so difficult? I'd go after Russell Wilson. No, that's an awful
Absolutely
idea.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Have you seen how his teammates feel about him right now?
Yes.
You want to bring that here?
No. No, we already have
Dangerwich.
I mean, we have a Wilson already that we're dealing with. That.
Yeah, let's swap one Wilson's problems for another.
Hey, New York City, I'm here.
I would take the volleyball if I had the option of the
over the
Wilsons.
Quarterback.
Give me the volleyball.
That was sad when that volleyball got away.
I know. You saw it. It broke his heart.
Because he was deranged at that point.
Isn't it amazing, though? Tito brings up last year they wanted Mike LaFleur fired. A week ago, they wanted Mike LaFleur fired. He was the reason that the offense stunk. Now, all of a sudden, Mike White actually has a good game. Like, Mike LaFleur
might
be good.
Oh, Mike LaFleur, he can coach.
Oh, he can call it
up.
Get
out of his way. Let's go to Dom in Staten Island. Good morning, Dom.
Good morning, guys. First time caller, big fan. I just want to say, I just feel like, with Zach Wilson not being benched, but he's been against the Bears, I just feel like it was a little premature. Why not let the kid go out there against a bad Bears team and see what he has? If he stinks the bed and everything, then you go to Mike White against the Vikings. But it just didn't sit right to me. I just don't get it. Thank you, guys.
Because he lost the team. That's why.
The locker room didn't want him to play.
He lost the team. They just couldn't. You don't think in a perfect world they would have wanted to start him against Chicago?
No. I mean, one of your best offensive players. I know he's a rookie, but Garrett Wilson's one of your best offensive players. You heard what he said. I mean, defensive players like and tweet. Like, the locker room wanted Zach Wilson to be benched. Robert Saleh, Joe Douglas especially, those guys, I mean, Woody Johnson did not, I mean, the last thing you want to have happen is you got to bench your second overall pick and admit to people that you may have screwed up, because that doesn't look good for anybody, especially after what just happened with Sam Darnold. It's the last thing you want.
You see, Sam Darnold looked pretty good, though, this weekend.
Yeah, but that's the last thing you want. Didn't work with the third overall pick. Now you try with the second overall pick. Now this isn't going to work.
But doesn't this show you actually how good Joe Douglas has been? He's been so good that he whiffed monumentally in drafting the quarterback second overall, and there's not one person calling for his job.
Well, because we're in the middle right now. I mean, they've already overachieved. I mean, if they win in Miami and Buffalo lose, that they're in first place now.
But look at all the other guys, like Vera Tucker, Breece Hall.
That's
right?
The other thing, though.
Garrett Wilson. Like, all these guys have been so good, even better than you anticipated, that it allows a little wiggle room for the quarterback to be that bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, it allows, yeah, because, I mean, I said this to you the other day. I mean, even if the Zach Wilson thing doesn't work out, I'm hard-pressed because Joe Douglas has done such a good job
building the
team so far.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how about that? I mean, you just bring up two names. You don't even have those guys right now. Like, you don't have Vera Tucker. You don't have Breece Hall right now.
Correct.
And everyone saw what Breece Hall looked like.
But you have Sauce Gardner.
You got Sauce. You brought in DJ Reed. I mean, he had a really, like, very rarely deal. Look at a piece of paper and say, wow, what an offseason this guy had. What
an elite offseason.
But what you see on paper translates as well as it's translated to the Jets.
And almost never do you swing and miss on a quarterback second overall, and there's not really a lot of negative said about you whatsoever. That's a testament to how well he's done with everything else.
Both guys, though. I mean, Joe Douglas for what he's done, I mean, especially in the draft, because you've got guys. I mean, we keep screaming, we want a guy. How come we don't have, like, you watch, you know, one of these rookie wide receivers step on the field and you're like, oh my God, this guy's going to be great. And you got Garrett Wilson, and you had Breece Hall, and you got Sauce. Like, I mean, you did all these things. But even Robert Saleh, too, because, I mean, usually the coach gets blamed for it, too. But he's done such a good job with the defense, which is his specialty. Yeah, I mean, it's you don't see it often, but I think a lot of Jets fans feel this way. It's like, okay, yeah, the quarterback hasn't worked out so far, but look at how good everything around the quarterback is.
Every other thing has been really sensational. Now, you can stream live sports and original content with ESPN Plus today. You get access to the award-winning 30 for 30 library, unrivaled UFC access, including exclusive pay-per-views and live coverage of 35 PGA Tour events each year. Get the ESPN Plus and Disney Plus bundle today and watch ESPN Originals, the 30 for 30s, the entire Disney and Marvel library, and more. Stream anytime, stream anywhere. Go to ESPNNewYorkBundle.com to learn more. You want to come up with some kind of like question now or another topic you want to get into, because it's time to go to break?
No, I learned from my mistakes. You don't want to be bouncy. I won't be bouncy.
No. I want to be bouncy during the meat of the show.
All of a sudden now you're paying attention to the clock.
I am very big into the clock.
To embarrass me. I get it.
I'm very big into the clock. Now, 6:15, you have this big audio story surrounding the Giants.
This is my gift to you today.
Oh, I look forward to the gift.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.